Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Are the wheels coming off Liverpool's season? By Andy Wales. Defeat at home to Swansea was tough to take, a real bitter pill to swallow. January has been a poor month for Liverpool, both from a result and performance perspective. I've been quite philosophical about things this year, not wanting to get too carried away by defeats or victories. I've long been of the opinion that we are a work in progress under Jurgen Klopp, and our overachieving early in the season has resulted in some excessive expectations from some. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that Klopp is the right man to lead Liverpool. He's a perfect fit for the club and the fans. A man that understands the working class spirit of the city and represents those values. I have absolute faith in his ability and ambition. However, he's not infallible, though thankfully he is a big enough man to recognise and accept that himself. He's also not beyond having questions asked of him, and despite my adulation of the man and the coach, there are a few questions to answer. The concern pre-season was primarily around squad depth, and this past month has made those concerns resurface. Full-backs, wide attacking areas, and after the happenings with Sacco, centre-back, were the positions most in question. I had my reservations prior to the arrival of Sadio Mane, but he turned out to be an inspired signing. The problem was, and still is, a backup or alternative to Mane in that role, especially as we all knew he would be away on Africa Cup of Nations duty this month. There may be other attacking talent at Anfield, but nobody else replicates what Mane offers the team. As for fullbacks, at right back the worry was about a backup, but youngster Trent Alexander-Arnold has emerged to become a viable option, if required. Whilst at left back, James Milner has adjusted well to do an admirable job there. He's not been as great as some would like to believe, but he has been largely solid and reliable. The centre-back issue remains an unanswered question and a catalyst to Liverpool's defensive woes. Milner is a sticking plaster at left-back. He's not the long-term answer. He's a temporary measure that I'm sure will be addressed this summer. Dejan Lovren and Ragnar Klavan are pretty much the same at centre-back, and there's only so long you apply gum to your exhaust before it sounds like a spitfire. The Liverpool defence is like your first car, that old banger with 250,000 miles on the clock. It has served its purpose, but has lasted longer than it ever should have. Klopp may have given the defence a respray and alloys in the shape of Joel Matip, but that exhaust is beginning to blow. The gearbox is knackered, and the ECU is pretty much goosed. The time for a trade-in is all too apparent, because even though winning the title with a banger in defence was a boy racer pipe dream, the wheels are threatening to come off this quest for a top four finish. Form does fluctuate, but the woeful display from both centre-backs against Swansea, that was more non-league than Champions League. It wasn't an isolated incident. Klavan took on the Kolo Touré role of experienced cover for emergencies, but has been exposed at times because his services have been required too often. Lovren went from calamitous to decent when partnered with Matip, but still error-prone and brainless without him. As soon as it was clear Sacco's disciplinary issues in pre-season meant he had no future, then a replacement should have been brought in. Perhaps easier said than done, and maybe things became untenable after the window had closed. That might be up for debate. But what was a clear mistake from Klopp was not adding another naturally wide attacking player, as either competition or even to complement Mane. If he does not utilise the January transfer window to correct one or both these issues, it could yet compound any mistakes made. Klopp's faith in the squad he inherited may be a part of that team spirit he has instilled, but we need to see that ruthless streak. Unquestionably, I think he has the club moving in the right direction and has improved players, but without a foray into the market, his coaching skills could be tested to the limit as the wheels threaten to come off Liverpool's season. The immediate aftermath of the defeat to Southampton in the EFL Cup semi-final was pretty harrowing. The reaction from fans actually stretched to a not inconsiderable amount of people, not just questioning the manager, but questioning the manager's suitability for the role, for the job. I can't even begin to express how daft that is. As Andy says in his piece here, you know, he's absolutely open to being questioned. He's absolutely capable of making mistakes and has made some. And if it's your interpretation that he has, then that's absolutely valid. But this daft stuff that I was seeing over the last 24 hours, that needs to be put away, and those people need to have a serious word with themselves, because as Andy said again in his piece, this is a work in progress, and you may not want to hear that, and you may not want to be part of another building program, and you may want to win everything yesterday. But when you get to be an old man like me, you realize that maybe it's kind of worthwhile being a bit patient with this guy, let him see what he can do. Several people are writing themselves out of the picture. I think we can all see that. I think Jurgen Klopp can see that, but he has no much choice except to work with who he's got. So let those people write themselves out of the picture. Let them pretty much rule out any future viability as Liverpool footballers. But hopefully Klopp can do what he did at the start of the season and get some sort of a reboot going for the remainder and get us finishing at least in top four positions. But that's what supporting's about, isn't it? That's the lottery of it. Klopp out, really.
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.